Hey, sweet mama, do you want to feel patient and calm with your children? Are you sick of constantly overreacting, yelling, and even experiencing mom rage with your family? Do you find yourself up late at night consumed with mom guilt and remorse for your words and actions with your kids? Do you wish you could have daily alone time to feel restored and connect with God? There is a way to take care of yourself guilt-free and show up as a calm, patient, and kind mama to your kids. Hey, I'm Elizabeth, and I'm a stress coach for Christian moms. I'm a wife, a mom of four, and the daughter of the King. Want to know how to become present, peaceful, and calm mama? I'm about to teach you how to connect with God, master your mindset, set healthy boundaries, and be in control of your emotions. My friend, I pray that this podcast blesses you. I'm Elizabeth, and you are listening to Emotionally Healthy Legacy Podcast. Everything feels like too much. You feel like you're about to explode. Your mind is completely overloaded, and you feel like you're about to lose your cool on your family. Have you ever had this scenario when you're making dinner and kids are loud and the noise is just getting to you and the TV is on and kids are running around and it's just getting really chaotic and out of hand, and then you feel like you're about to explode? That mental overwhelm. You have all these things you're keeping track of in your head and everything feels like absolutely too much. What do you do in that moment? What should you do? Today we'll be teaching you five powerful ways to reduce mental overwhelm. What can you do in that moment to reduce that overwhelm so you don't end up exploding on your family? Welcome, Mama. My name is Elizabeth and I'm so glad that you're here. If you're new here, I'm a stress coach for moms, and I help overwhelmed moms reduce mental stress so they can respond with patience and calm. And I am here to teach you some strategies, some practical things that you can do in the heat of the moment. So here's the thing. I grew up in a conservative Christian community, and this is a big part of who I am. So if you're listening to my episodes, I just need you to know that I'm a Christian, I'm a believer, and once in a while I will be talking about my faith. But majority of my content is like practical, actionable things you can do today to make some difference, and obviously mindset shifts. So I was really struggling with I've been hearing like, oh, I need to be patient. I need to be calm. I need to be grounded, you know, especially as a Christian. But nobody really taught the how. Like, how do you deal with feeling overwhelmed? How do you deal with when you're so stressed out, when everything just feels like too much and I'm about to explode on my family? Like, what do I do in moments like that? Oh, well, just stay calm. Well, how? How do I actually calm down? How do you calm your mind so then you don't explode and your loved ones? And so before we get into this, I need you to understand that I'm here to support you. My passion is for you, mama. If you feel completely depleted and overwhelmed and you feel like you have nothing more to give and everyone is pulling at you and you're literally running an empty and feel resentful towards your family, you're trying to give, but like it's pulling from your mental, emotional, physical well-being, and you feel like you're just constantly overreacting to everyone. You feel so guilty for feeling like such a failure, for yelling at your family, and you're so done feeling this way. Mama, I need you to know and hear this out. I'm here to support you. I have a coaching program that is called Be Less Stressed, and it's exactly to help you walk you step by step. What is the root of this? How can we shift this? How can we delegate? How can we let go? How can we change some of those negative thoughts that causing that mom guilt? All of that to completely shift your motherhood. If this is really resonating with you, reach out to me, mama. In the show notes, there's a link for you to set up a sales call with me and we can chat if my program is the right fit for you. Anyways, let's get back into the five powerful ways to reduce mental overwhelm. Number one is walking away from the stressful and intense circumstance or situation. So hear me out. I have taught this before, and if you need to, like a recap or more in depth about this, go to the very, very early episodes. I think it's either episode number one about our brain and how it works. But here's like a short kind of recap. Our brain will, when it experiences stress, it creates like a threat in our brain and it turns off the part of our brain that helps us make positive, logical, problem-solving, like positive choices. So that is our frontal lobe right behind our forehead. And that is the part of our brain that helps us make good choices. When we are stressed out and overwhelmed, that creates a threat in our brain. When we have unmet needs, that creates a threat in our brain and it shifts us to like emotional or survival part of the brain. And when we shift there, it shuts off our thinking brain, that positive part, part of the brain, okay? So that's why when you are so overwhelmed and frustrated, you say and do things that you regret later. Like you know it's wrong, but you almost can't stop yourself because that part of the brain that helps you stop is shut off, okay? So if the stress builds up enough, if the overwhelm builds up enough, if the anxiety builds up enough, it will even shift you to the survival part of the brain, which is fight, flight, or freeze. This is when you completely freak out and lose your cool and just like scream at the top of your lungs, or you completely shut down. And I need you to understand that eventually you're going to get to that point. And before you get to that point, it's really helpful to recognize, like, what are you feeling before you get to that point? Are you feeling tense? Are you feeling just overwhelmed and some anxiety? Like, what are you feeling? Like, does everything starting to feel too much? Before you get to that point, it is really important to walk away from the overwhelming situation, if at all possible. Obviously, sometimes when you have little kids, you're driving in the car, blah, 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 it's not possible. But many of the times, it is possible to actually walk away from the circumstance. It's important to communicate it, obviously. Don't just like walk away. But if let's say you're making dinner and kids are getting a little bit chaotic and things are getting tense, here's what you can do. If everyone is physically safe, you can say, hey, I need a break and I'm going to walk away and go to my room for 10 minutes or step outside, whatever it is. But remove yourself from that stress, because if it builds up too much, you're going to explode. Okay. So I have little kids, 10 and under. So with my three boys, I have a few options. I can turn on cartoons or some sort of, you know, screen. My older ones like to watch YouTube now, but I can turn something on for them to watch and put the baby in the high chair and give her some snacks, or ask my oldest one to go with her in the room and lock the room so she doesn't get out and he can watch something on the tablet while she plays with the toys in the room. Okay. And they are watching something and that gives me some time, because that way I know they're not getting into a fight and, you know, it gives me that moment. Sometimes I can just send the older ones outside if the baby is napping and I'm like, go stay outside for 10 minutes. If you come inside, I'm going to have you do chores, whatever. So they stay outside. Sometimes, depending on the time of the day, I will put them in separate rooms and just say, hey, if you stay quiet for the next 15 minutes, I set a timer. There's going to be, you know, cartoons afterwards, or we can do something fun later, or you can get a treat. I know maybe not the best thing for like parenting type of thing, but you know what? Sometimes I need that time and I will create that time for myself. It's better than exploding in everybody. So I'll pause the dinner if I need to, and I will separate the kids into separate rooms or give them something occupied so I can have that time for myself. And I will literally remove myself from the overwhelming situation. And I will say, I need to take a break. I need to step outside. I need to, I live in Florida, so it's nice. You know, I can always step outside most of the time, or go to my room and just walk away. That is extremely powerful. That will already reduce some of that overwhelm and that build up stress in your brain when you walk away from a stressful situation. Okay. Communicate it with your family. I need a break, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever. I'll be back. What do you do when you walk away, right? What is my tendency? My temptation is to grab my phone and escape the reality because it feels uncomfortable, by going on Instagram or TikTok or social media, something to escape the reality. I like Instagram and TikTok, but is that helpful? Is that truly helpful? It does not calm your brain or your mind. It actually creates more stimulation and creates even more stress hormone in your brain, because the blue light will create more stress. So what you can do is leave your phone in a different room and go to your room and close your eyes and lay down on your bed. And here are a few things that you can do to actually calm your brain and your body. Okay. My favorite one is taking deep breaths. Why is deep breathing is so important? Because deep breathing sends the oxygen back to that thinking part of the brain, and it actually calms your nervous system. It sends like a safety signal to your brain. It's something you can do anytime, anywhere. Okay. So start out with like taking deep breaths. Maybe count on the count of four, hold for four, release for four, but taking deep breaths. Inhale through the nose and exhale through the mouth. And like with every exhale, just relax your shoulders, relax like your brain, your mind, like actually close your eyes and see yourself relaxing, like settling, sinking like into your bed. You know, like imagining your body like sinking into the surface beneath you. Okay. Do that 10 times, multiply it by 10 if you need to take, you know, but for me, usually just taking 10, 15, 20 breaths is enough to calm my body. Another thing that you can add as you're taking deep breaths, I oftentimes combine the two. Okay. Is visualizing a calm place. So this is, okay, so walking away is number one, taking deep breaths is number two, and number three is visualizing a calm place, okay? So that is extremely, extremely powerful. It's like a little mental vacation that you can go on anytime you want, okay? It only literally requires just a couple of minutes, okay? So closing your eyes, visualize yourself on this beautiful beach. For me, it's like Bora Bora with white sand, and just like the sand is super soft, and like I visualize myself walking into the water, and it's like clear and turquoise, and it's like lukewarm, and then bright sunshine shining in my face, and I just lay down and float into that water, and that bright sunshine goes on my face and on my body, and any negativity is just going out through my limbs, and I breathe in positive and calm and peaceful energy, and I push out any negative and like frustration energy every time I exhale. So powerful, absolutely powerful. I have that kind of like meditation in my coaching program that you, if you sign up for my coaching program or even like my course, Emotionally Healthy Mom course, and it will get the visualization kind of meditation in there, and it's like this whole thing about like being on the beach and in the water and relaxing. So amazing. I get really good feedback from it that it's super helpful for mamas. Okay. Number four, creating like a mantra or a phrase that you tell yourself to calm yourself down. Okay. What you tell yourself during stressful moments will either push you more into reactive mode and frustration and overwhelm and stress, or help you respond more positively, okay? When things feel really tense and overwhelming, it is normal for your brain to feel like and think that this moment will never end, okay? So here are a few mantras that I tell myself when things feel tense and overwhelming and I need to calm myself down, okay? This moment will pass. This moment will pass. This moment will pass. This is hard and I can do hard things. This is hard and I can do hard things. If you're a Christian, a believer, you can say this is hard and with God's strength, I can do hard things. Okay. This is what it is right now. I don't like it and I'll get through it. This is my favorite one because it acknowledges where I'm at right now, that I don't like it and then I'll get through it. This is what it is right now. I don't like it and I will get through it. Okay. And then like when I breathe in and doing deep breaths and visualizing, I oftentimes tell myself, I breathe in peace and I breathe out stress. I breathe in calm. I breathe out tension. I breathe on, I breathe in relaxation, or I feel relaxed, I am relaxed, and I breathe out just like frustration and tension. So breathe in positive and then exhale negative. Okay. Number five is brain dumping. Okay. So when we have a lot of overwhelm and overstimulation and just so much that is happening and our brain is keeping track of so many things and pulled in many different directions, there's so much sensory overload. It becomes like too much. One of the favorite things that I do for myself that has been extremely helpful is journaling. Okay. It doesn't have to be long. If you can remove yourself from your family, that overstimulation. And that's why it's so important not to have your schedule overbooked. And I talk about this in other episodes, because if it is overbooked, you don't have this time for yourself. You can't even create that time because you're constantly go, 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 and you're so busy. That's why it's so important to have that white space in your days so you have space to walk away and calm down when you need to and actually process that stress and release it in a healthy way out of your brain instead of just suppressing it and then having it come out in negative ways towards your family. Okay. So brain dumping. Okay. So as moms, we keep track of so many things in our heads. We literally get overloaded with mental stress. Okay. Have a journal or grab a piece of paper, set a 5-minute timer if you need to, and just write down everything that feels heavy and hard, everything you're trying to keep track of, everything that you feel like you have to do. I literally will say, my family is so annoying right now. Everyone is driving me up the wall. There's so much noise and chaos. My husband is not home yet and the kids are going crazy. This son is not listening to me and I feel a little bit overwhelmed. I feel like I want to yell and explode. And like, I literally put everything down on paper. Everything that's the chaos that's going in my head. And you know, if you do this on a regular basis, which I do, I don't end up having that much to write down. But if you don't do this on a regular basis, you might have a lot that you need to write down. But it gets it out of your mind and out of your brain on paper. Literally just whatever you feel. Like, I'm annoyed, I'm frustrated. Like, acknowledging that feeling gives that power away, like in the sense of like it gives the intensity away from that feeling. Okay, so literally writing it down on paper will be extremely powerful and helpful. And I promise you, your brain will feel so much lighter afterwards. Okay, if you feel like you need to like take some sort of action to feel better, to feel a little bit more in control, pick one thing on your list that you can take action on today to feel a little bit lighter and better and in control. And that can be helpful as well. Okay, so I'm gonna recap these. Okay, so number one is walking away when you feel overstimulated, overwhelmed, is extremely powerful. If you stay, you're gonna get to a point of explosion. When you walk away, taking deep breaths, extremely calming to your nervous system. Okay, number three, visualize a safe, calm place. Where do you feel safe? What is like calming and peaceful to you? Like, feel it, see it, taste it, smell it. Like, literally visualize yourself being there just for a couple minutes. Doesn't have to be long. Create a safe mantra that helps you feel safe. Like, this moment will pass. I am calm and I am grounded. I'm a good mom who's having a hard time. Something that will create safety to your brain and help you calm down, okay? Take out a piece of paper or a journal and brain dump. Number five, brain dump everything that is like your brain is trying to keep track of. And here's the bonus one, okay? Moving your body. When you move your body, it releases that stress buildup, okay? Moving your body is really, really helpful. The other day, I was upset with my husband. I had, had a disagreement. And I was upset and I wanted to raise my voice and have an argument, but I'm like, you know what? I know it's not going to be helpful. I'm so upset right now. I will say something hurtful and regretful. So I will go on a walk. And I told him, I'm going to go on a walk. And since I live in Florida, it's almost December right now and it's super nice outside. I went on a walk. I left the kids with him and I went for about I don't know, 45 minutes, walk, move my body. I literally vented out loud to him everything I wanted to say to him, and he wasn't present, but like to get it out, verbally process it. And then I was praying and then literally didn't listen to music, no podcasts. Later on, then after I like vented it and processed it and moved my body, it felt better. Then I turned on some worship music that I listened to on my way back when I was walking home. But moving your body is extremely powerful. If you can, go on a walk and clear your mind. If you can't, just pace around your room, pace around the hallway in your house, like doing some stretches, something to move your body. It's helpful when we move our body to release that stress, okay? You can turn on a song and dance if that is helpful for you, okay? So those are my five tips plus a bonus one for you. Okay, here's my action step for you. Pick one thing when you feel overwhelmed. What is the one thing that you will do from this list? And create a when-then statement. When I feel blank, then I will blank. When I feel overwhelmed and about to blow up, then I will communicate with my family that I need a break and I walk away without my phone, and I will take deep breaths. Like, create a when-then statement. And every time you wash your hands for the next 2 weeks, tell yourself that when-then statement. When I feel blank, then I will blank. Okay? So then when the moment comes, your brain will be able to access that memory, because remember, the part of the brain that helps you remember shuts off when you're frustrated. And so that what helps you remember what to do, that part of the brain shuts off. So that's why when we practice when-then statements outside of the moment and repeat them to ourselves, our brain is a lot more likely to remember them in the heat of the moment, okay? Because you've repeated that mantra to yourself. It's literally learning a new language. What are you going to do differently instead of blowing up and exploding on your family? All right, mama, if you found this episode helpful, please screenshot it. Tag me on Instagram and share it with a friend. I know so many mamas will benefit from it. I know you're not the only one struggling with it. I would love for you to share my episode with a friend. And mama, I will see you next time. Hi, friend. Did you learn something new or found value in this episode? If so, would you stop right now and share this episode with one Christian mama friend who has young kiddos and could benefit from this message? Word of mouth is the best way to spread the word and grow this podcast. Also, if you enjoyed this podcast, would you please rate and review on Apple Podcasts so I know that this content is helpful and I can continue to create more episodes. This is really the only way for me to know that you are blessed by this podcast. I'll see you soon, my friend. God bless you.